We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone throws something from Shishiyachid to Shirabim, or Shirabim to Shishiyachid, he's chayiv because of Aitzah and Achnasa. So the Gemara, Mechti, Zrika told the Aitzah. Zrika is told the Aitzah. Aitzah, normal Aitzah is walking something out from your house into Shirabim. Zrika is a told. But the Gemara asks, Haitzah Gufa, Hechiksiva, where is Haitzah written in the Torah? Where do you find that the Issa Haitzah is in the Torah? Right away, Tosfos asks, now what do you mean? Is any other malachas written in the Torah? Is Eirig in the Torah? Is Bairur in the Torah? No, but we know that we have an Issa Loisasaka malacha, and we learn that from the Mishkan. So what's the problem? Why do you have to be first? Why does it have to be Ksiva Mefurash? Why does Haitzah have to be written in the Torah? So Tosfos answers this famous Yisod, you have to know Haitzah, that Haitzah is a malacha gerua. It's not a real malacha. Like Tosfos explains in Daf Beis, you know, if you walk something, you have a very big house, and you carry something one side of the house, the other side of the house, that you're not, it's mutter. But you bring it outside, all of a sudden you're chayiv. So it's very hard. It's not a regular malacha. You need a makar for this malacha, because it's interesting that the reshus makes the malacha. This was called malacha gerua, and we need a first apostle that saw is asa. So Haitzah Gufa Hechiksiva, where in the Torah is it say the Issa Haitzah? Amar Rav Yechon, Adam Akra, it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Koyal B'machna. It says that Moshe was put out an announcement and no one should bring anything to the Mishkan anymore. And the Gemara's learning is, the reason is because it was Issa Shabbos. Moshe Eichon HaVayasa. Where was Moshe? Moshe was Machna Leviyah. Machna Leviyah was Shirabim HaVayah. Machna Leviyah was Shirabim. Like Rashi says, everyone was Mitzuyim there. All 600,000 people were Mitzuyim there. So therefore, it was Shirabim. Kamala Yisrael, Loisafiku, B'teitsu, M'shashyachal, D'duchu, L'shirabim. And Moshe made an announcement, don't bring any more materials from your house to Machna Leviyah. Why not? Because it's a Haitzah. How do you know that I was talking about Shabbos and because of Issa Shabbos? Maybe it was in the weekday, put out the announcement, and the reason was, and because it was done, he had enough stuff. Like next pasuk says, it says, Malacha Isadayim for the Malacha, it was extra, that's why he's putting out the announcement. How do you know the announcement was? Because he's worried about Haitzah. Maybe he announced this because he had enough stuff. All the materials were done, we had enough. The Gemara answers, Gomar Havara Havara Mim Kippurim. You learn out the Xerah Shava Havara Havara. Ksiv Hacha Vaviru Kol B'machna. The Ksiv Hasam says by Yom Kippur, Vavarta Shoifer Terua. Ma'ala Halom B'yom Asa, just like Yom Kippur. The Havara is talking about a day when it's Asa Du Malacha. Afkan, this Vaviru Kol B'machna also was on Shabbos. Afkan B'yom Asa. He also, it was on the day that it's Asa Du Malacha. Okay, so some Rosh Hashanim asks, okay, so we know Vayitzav Moshe Aviru Kol B'machna was on Shabbos, but maybe still he was just announcing that we have enough materials, we don't need any more. Who said it's Issa Shabbos? So the answer, because the Torah wrote Vavarta, teaches that it was on Shabbos. If it's teaching us on Shabbos, it must be the Halacha Negei Shabbos. And it must have been that there was Issa Haitzah, and that's the reason why Moshe Aviru told everyone to stop bringing things. Zog Tumor Eshchan Haitzah. Okay, we find in the Torah now, Issa Haitzah, Hachnasav Nalan. How do you know if you bring it in from Shiram to Shishiyach Dechayit? So the Gemara Svaru, that's a Svaru already. Mechdi, Meshus Lashos, who, it's, Haitzah is from Meshus Yachid to Shishiram. Mali Apuke, Mali Ali. Issa is Meshus to Meshus. What's the difference? You bring it out, you bring it in. The same thing. And therefore, the Svaru is that Hachnasav is Chayiv, just like Haitzah. Miu, Haitzah Av, and Hachnasav Taldo. Lamaisa, Haitzah is the Av, since it's the first of the pasuk, and Achnosa is told, Achnosa is only told. Zok the Gemara, Mechdi, Ahom Mechayiv, Ahom Mechayiv. Mechayiv are both the Achnosa and Haitzah. So what's the difference if it's called the Av or told? Who cares? Am I Karli Av? Karli Hai Av? Am I Karli Hai told? What's the reason? What's an Afkamina that this is called the Av and it's called the told? Zok the Gemara, after the Gemara, an Afkamina is the Avish, the Av is Bahadur Adodi. If someone does two of them obviously together, he does Bayr and Haitzah. In Namish Te Talz Vedadi, he does a Tolda Bayr and Tolda of Haitzah, like a Chnosa together, Mechayiv Tarti, Chayiv too. But the Avet Tolda Day, Le Mechayiv, I do Hachnosa and Haitzah together in one Haloma, go in and out, only Chayiv one. Because it's an Avet Tolda Mokum Echad. And you're not Chayiv, an Avet Tolda today. That's why we're telling you it's not an Av, it's not a new Av Hachnosa, it's a Tolda. That's Nafkamina, because you only Chayiv one Chat to do together with its own Av. The Ovid, Avid told the day, Levachav Lechadah. Look at Rabbi Eliezer, who holds in the beginning of Baba Kamen, Machayev is holding Makum Av, the Yoachai, when you do it, hold the Makum Av, and my curl Av, what do you call it Av? My curl told, what's an Afghani, what's Av, what's a told? So the Gemara, Ahachdava, Mishkun Chashivi, curl Av. Something that was Chosh and Mishkun is called Av. Ahachdava, Mishkun Chashivi, like curl Av. Something wasn't Chosh and Mishkun, you don't call it Av. So if it's going on this Gemara, so you have to say that Haitzah was more chashuv than hachnasa in the Mishkan, because haitzah was where they brought the materials to build the Mishkan. Hachnasa was happened when they took down the Mishkan and they took it from Mishra and put it onto the Agolis, which the Agolis themselves were Rosh Hashanah. So that's not as chashuv as haitzah. So something that's more chashuv in the Mishkan, they call the Av. Inami, hachdek siva kari Av, hachdek siva kari Tolda. Something that's the first in the pasuk is called Av. So if it's not the first in the pasuk, it's called a Tolda. And that Tosha speaks out that this second pshat is only the gay haitzah, because not all the malachas are first in the Torah. But here, not a Torah, it's why Achnas is the Tolda. And that's the Av, haitzah is the Av, because the haitzah is in the pasuk, first in the pasuk. Achnas is not a first in the pasuk. Now, the Gemara had a question, fear of the Yezid, that Yechayev told the Malkam Av, why is it called Av, why is it called Tolda? So he said, oh, whatever is in the chash of the Mishkan, or first in the pasuk, is called the Av. The other thing is called the Tolda. Okay, but still, what's the Nafkamina? So Taisa says that it could be nafkamina is lenin ha'sra. That the halacha is when someone does a malacha, you have to warn him. To Michayev, for Maze, you have to warn him. You have to warn him for that malacha. You can't warn him for a different malacha. So since it's called hachnasa, you can't warn him for the av. You have to warn him for hachnasa itself and not for the av. That's how Taisa wants to have a tzad to say. So that's good how we know haitzah and hachnasa. That we learned Zerik Dal Amas Bekoisel Ma'alam Yud Tvachim. Now we're going to go, and we know that Zerik is a Toldo of Haitzah and Achnasa. But now we're going to talk about Havara. There's another Isser of in the carrying category, and that's called Havara. Carrying something in the Shasharabim itself for Amas. Where do we know that from? The law is, if you throw something for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't land in the Rosh Hashanah, it lands, it's sticky material, lands stuck to the wall, above your Tvachim on the wall. The law is, you're not Chayib. It's like you threw it into the Makam Ptur, and therefore you are Potter. If it lands on attached to the wall less than 10 tefachim from the ground, kazerik baritz is the same thing like being mavir and throwing dalad amis in Rosh Hashanah himself and a person's chayiv. Kazerik baritz dalad amis chayiv yichayiv. So the Gemara zorik dalad amis shirabim and all. And how do you know if you throw something for amis shirabim? How do you know that manol yichayiv? How do you know if you do havara means you throw something for amis in Rosh Hashanah? How do you know yichayiv? So Gemara is trying to find it in the Mishkan. Amar Rav Yeshia. Shekain orge yiriyos zorkim achteim zelaza, because Rabbi Yisrael says that the orge yiriyos, people who wove, who sewed the curtains that were put on top of the mizbeah, atop of the Mishkan or around the Mishkan, they threw their needles to each other. When they didn't pass me a needle, they threw it, and that was they were sitting in Rosh Rabim because they were sitting in the Machna Leviyah, where everyone was, and therefore. You see, there's a case here of Havara, Dalad Amis, and Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Gemara, Argim, Machta Lamalu. The weavers don't use needles, they use a loom. To make these curtains, they used big looms. They didn't use needles. What do you need needles for? Ella, Shkin, Toifre, Rias, Zarkim, Machta Yam, Zalza. The people who stitched the Urias through the Machad to each other. What does that mean, stitching the Urias? So Rashi learns it means they stitch pictures on top of the Urias. But the Rashash asks that. It's Mavuyah and Rashi and Chumash that the Maisa Roikim, that the pictures on the Arias were sewed in the loom. They were part of the sewing, part of the weaving process. It wasn't sewed afterwards onto the Arias. And therefore he says, a different pshat, because we know that each one was made in four Amos widths and landed up being 30 Amos wide. So they sewed it to each other. So they needed needles for that. So what I'm saying is that when they sewed, used the needles, they threw it to each other, and that's where you find Zerik Dalad Amis Rabim. But Dilma Gavad Dadi Aviyasve. Who said they threw four Amis? Maybe they were sitting right next to each other. And they handed it to each other. They handed it to each other. If they said right next to each other, they just handed it to each other. So the Gemara, no. If they were sitting too close, Malti Adadi Machtim, they would prick each other with the Machat. They'd be too close. It would get a little dangerous because they would hit each other with the needles. Therefore, they sat spread apart. Frank Gemara, Dilma Masech Arba. Maybe they're within four Amos. How do you know they were four Amos away? We're talking about the weavers with the loom. And the ureas, we know, are four amois wide. So, shekin oireg ureas zarkim b'chia b'yaria. We're talking about the person himself doing the weaving. Now, when you do weaving is, you have his loom, and you have the horizontal thread that you throw, it's in a spool, and you throw it back and forth. So you throw it four amos. Shekin oireg ureas zarkim b'chia, but the spool is called a b'chia, b'chia b'yaria. And therefore, you're carrying the arms. When you throw that horizontal thread, you hold one end in your hand, so it shouldn't fly somewhere. So if you're holding it, so it's not, that's not called havara d'arams. So tomorrow, no, v'niska basra. On the last, when you finish the spool, you throw it the last time, then the bechir goes flying, so then you'll be carrying four amas. You're not holding on to it. Okay, good, you're throwing it four amas, but the place where you throw that bechir, that's not a shirabim, because between the areas, in between the areas, is the makam p'tur. Well, makam p'tur kazla. It's in the makam p'tur, so it's in between, like when you sow the areas, so it's like it goes between the odds and the evens, the bechir. You throw it in between the threads, and in between the threads is the makam p'tur, or it's a caramelist, like all the Rishayim learn. So again, it's not, what do you see? Avar dal amas. Ella, the Gemara, she can argue areas, zarkim bechir shalayim. They throw the spool to their friends. They're missing some threads. They throw it to their friends. So the Gemara, who said that so far? We don't have the Havayasi. They don't sit next to each other. No, they can't sit next to each other. Why? Because then, when they're working on the ends of the material, they're going to bang each other. They're going to bang into each other, and it'll be a problem. So they can't be so close to each other. Maybe they sat like in a staggered way, that they weren't next to each other, and therefore they could be with very close to each other, but not mamash side by side, but they'll be staggered. And therefore it's possible they're very close to each other, and they handed it to each other, or they threw less than Dalaramis. So still, we don't find the Mishkan a good case. Misu, Mishilim Adadi, there's no such thing as borrowing from each other about a Mishkan. When they made the Mishkan, they had tons of materials, and tons of raw materials, and tons of tools. By Tanya Luda, Ish melachtoi ashehim oisim melachtoi ashehim oisim melachtoi oisim and melachus chaverah. They do it from their own work. They don't need anyone friend's help. So it couldn't be that they were throwing it to their friends. So what is the makar for avara dal ramas? Vesu, even if you do find that, you find zayrik. How do you know if I walk something dal ramas yichay? Vesu mari dal ramas b'shirav medal. How do you know if you walk something dal ramas yichay? No, the mechay. Ella must be called Dal Amos, Bisharabim, Gemara, Gemir Luhu. All Dal Amos, Shirabim, Gemara, Gemir Luhu. Talocha, Lamoisha, Messinai. Tal Din of Avara, Lamaisa, Talocha, Moisha, Messinai. And it's the Machaikas for showing them what Talocha, Moisha, Messinai is. They make it its own Av, or it's a Tolda. Pastors, Talocha, Moisha, Messinai is that Avara's Dal Amos is a Tolda of Haitzah. There are Rishon will learn that it's its own Av called Havara, but Pastors is a Tolda. Akaponim was saying it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai that if you carry some Dal Amos Shirabim that you are chayv. So tomorrow Vaita. We know that there was a story at the end of Parashas, the story of the Mekoshesh. The story of Mekoshesh Eitzim, where that it's in the end of Parashas Shlach, I think it is Parashas Shlach, that there's a story of Mekoshesh Eitzim, that someone said someone was Mekoshesh Eitzim, and he was chayiv skila because of Isurei Shabbos. Now, which Isur was this Mekoshesh doing? So it's Machlokes in the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mekoshesh Mava Arba Amos B'Shesharab Mava. The Mekoshesh was Mava Arba Amos. He was carrying four Amos in Rosh Hashanah. That was the Isur Shabbos that he did. That was this. It wasn't any gathering or anything else. It was a pasuk havara. He carried it four amos in Rosh Hashanah. That was the case. It says in the pasuk, "Vayu bnei Yisrael b'midbar v'yimtzu and the parsha shlach." Vayu bnei Yisrael b'midbar v'yimtzu ish mekoshesh eitzim b'yom Shabbos. They found someone being mekoshesh eitzim. V'yikrivu oisa moitzim oisa mekoshesh eitzim al moishav aaron v'lekol eida. V'yinichu oisa mishbar. They didn't know what to do. And the next pasuk says that they gave him skila. This is the Mekoshesh. So the first one, the Yama says, the issa he did was, he carried these Eitzim, four Amos Shirabim. Masit Tatana Toilah Shava. He cut it. He cut it down. He cut down these Eitzim off the tree. And that was the issa of Shabbos. V'achav v'rakav v'am ha'amar hava. He gathered it. The issa of Ma'am was also issa one of Lamatas Malachas. So three Pshat and what the Mekoshesh did. L'mayin ha'kamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? It's history. Who cares what he did? So more difference is because the Rav. Dama Rav, Tosh Megillah Starim, I found in a hidden Megillah. In those days, they learned everything by heart, Tosh Shabbat Pass. So if they had a Megillah written down, they hid it. So Tosh Megillah Starim, Rav Chia, because of Isi Ben Yehuda Eimer, Isi Ben Yehuda says, Ovis Melachas, Abraham Chas Achas, there's 39 Ovis Melachas, Ve'ina Chayav El Achas, only Chayav one. Frank Demora, Achas V'sulo, you only Chayav one Chatas? How could it be? Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ovis Melachas, Abraham Chas Achas, there's 39 Ovis Melachas, Vavina Ba, and the Gemara asked me, Yonah Lomli, why do you have a number 39? Just count it up. Bar Rav Yechron, Shem Osam Kulam Mehelam Achas, teaching us that we did it all in one forgetting, Chayav Kol Achas, Vachas, Chayav for every single Melacha. So you see, not Chayav 1, you Chayav 39. So what's Pshat Isim and Yehuda? So Gemara changes Isim and Yehuda a little bit. Ema, Ene Chayav Achas Mem. Isim and Yehuda had a Kabbalah that one of the 39 Melachas, you are not Chayav Skila for. You only Chayav Skila for 38 out of the 39. But one of them, you're not Chayav Skila. We don't know which one it is. So Rav Yehuda, Pshitalei, the Hamavir Chayav. Rav Yehuda was Pashat to him that a Mavir is Chayav because you find the Mekoshish Eitzim got Skila, and he was a Mavid Al Ramas. Umastisim that said that it was Toilish, the Toilish Chayiv. They see that at least Toilish Chayiv, that I know for sure is Chayiv. But Rachab Yaakov, she's like the Ma'amah Chayiv. And Rachab Yaakov is posted him, like upon him, that Ma'amah is Chayiv. So Ma'asov, Ahom, Mirislam, and Safka. Ma'asov, Mirislam, and Safka. They each hold this one was not part of the Safka. This one was a Vaday. That's why it's an Afkamina to what the Mekoshish did, because it's an Afkamina to us what's the Vaday, what's not. The Vaday. Like upon him, we came out with three pshatim in which Issa the Mekoshish did, and Afkmin is the guy what your Vaday Chayev Skila. One more Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Mekoshish, who was the Mekoshish? That's Slavchad. The Chenu Aima, Vibnei Shoba Midbar, Vayim Suish. The Lashon by the Mekoshish Eitzim says, Vayibnei Shoba Midbar, Vayim Suish. Lahalonu Amma, when it comes to the Benoist Slavchad who said that we want a Yerusha and our father died, we don't have a Yerusha, it says, Avinu Meis Be Midbar. Also lost in Midbar. Malahal and Slavchad, just like by the B'nai Slavchad or Slavchad, Afkam, by the B'nai Shah Midbar, is also Slavchad, the Rabbi Kiva. Omaloi, Rabbi Yudhman Meseira, Rabbi Meseira tells Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Benkach or Benkach Adas Dinas Din. Either way, you're doing the wrong thing. Why? Im Kitvarech, if you're right that the Mekoshish was Slavchad, Hatari Kitsasar, Hatari didn't say the name, Vatamagalo, you saw, you're saying the name? It's like Lost Nari, telling everyone who it was. Vim lav, and if you're wrong, it's even worse. At the moitzi lahas al oisit tzaddik, you're being moitzi lahas al oisit tzaddik by saying that he was mechal Shabbos. Ay, ve'elah ha'gama gzer shalom. I say gzer shalom b'midba b'midba. Sach the Gemara, gzer shalom loy gomar. Gzer shalom loy gomar. He didn't have his gzer shalom. You have to be mechal gzer shalom from your rabbi. He was not mechal gzer shalom. He doesn't care. So elah mehecha hava. So where was Slavchad die, according to Yehudim Seira? Sach the Gemara, he was from the Mapilim. The Mapilim were the people who, after the Meraglim, Moshe said, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. We're staying in the Midbar. And they said, no, we want to go up. We want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And they went up forcefully, and they all got killed. So they're called the Mapilim. And that's not such a big rishus like Chil Shabbos. You know, he was trying to do a good thing. They were trying to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's more complimentary to say that he was from the Mapilim than say he was B'chal Shabbos. And therefore, that's Rehudim Mserah's pshat, that he learns that the case was that he was from the Mapilim and not from Chalal Shabbos.